This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, Vietnamese and 6 or 7 VBs with Craig Finn, and A Move to the Country with Smog.
I had to leave the country. Was some nice folk there. And now I don't know where I'm going. All I know is I'll hit the ground running.
Smile, yellow and brown.
bitterness has brought him down. I had to leave the country. Though there was some nice folk there, now I don't know.
Welcome to episode 166 of A Sonic Youth. This week we're looking at some classic tracks from the Hold Steady's frontman Craig Finn's 2012 solo album, and lo-fi Americana and indie artist Bill Callahan under his performing name Smog. Opening this week's show was my favourite Smog song, Hit the Ground Running, from what I see as his greatest album, 1999's Knock Knock. As I said, Smog is a performing name for Bill Callahan. Callahan was born in Maryland to parents who were both language analysts for the NSA, although he spent 8 years of his childhood in the small spa town of Knaresborough in Yorkshire. He now resides in Austin, Texas. His first releases were experimental lo-fi cassettes in the early 90s. The mid to late 90s saw a string of better quality albums as he worked with the likes of Jim O'Rourke, a notable producer and one-time Sonic Youth member. These records, most notably 97's Red Apple Fools and 99's Knock Knock, are still somewhat lo-fi and simple in their instrumentation. However, they produce a number of Smog's most accessible tracks. Here's a track from the former record, Red Apple Fools. Journalist John Mulvey provided the Countrified Velvet Underground label for this album and made connections between Callahan and Lou Reed. Certainly, Callahan offers a somber, more personal and melodic version of the alternative country scene which was at its peak at this time. The closest connection between sounds is definitely Jason Molina. While their lyrics and vocal styles are different, Smog's simple yet rich and emotive guitar sound and Molina's solo album guitar sounds are really similar, especially in the next song I'm going to play. Because they were part of the same scene, their paths did cross, and Callahan shared one of his favourite Molina memories shortly after Jason's passing in 2013. Quote, "I watched Jason walk up to the merch table to buy a copy of my album Supper, walk about 5 steps away from the merch table, rip the shrink wrap off, and stand stock still till he read the entire lyric sheet, then continued walking." End quote. So it's probably safe to say there was a fair bit of mutual respect between these two legends of softcore Americana. Okay, the next song. This is the beautiful track, Blood Red Bird.
Threw open the window, moonlight on a black garden of thorns, and the cool wind on my sweat. Where cries home, where cries from? Blood red bird lies in the woods, weeping into dead leaves. With wing torn and jutting bone, outward hand. Meant it to bust, to be useless. What hand I cut off with two fingers. The blood red bird, the blood red bird. The blood red bird, the blood red bird. Continually sink into each other. Just deep enough to rip out a bit more flesh when we move away. A scar for skin, trailing out behind. Like an arrow, I was only passing through. Blood red bird, the blood red bird. The blood red bird, the blood red bird. The blood red bird, the blood red bird. The blood red bird, the blood red bird.
That was Smog with Blood Red Bird on A Sonic Youth. The main reason I'm playing Smog on this week's show is that he's just released a newly uncovered 4-song EP named The Holy Grail. It's from 2001, when, during one of his gloomiest songwriting periods, Callahan and band recorded 4 stripped-back, dark and brooding tracks for the BBC's John Peel Sessions. There are 2 covers, Fleetwood Mac's Beautiful Child and The Velvet Underground's Jesus, and 2 Callahan originals, Dirty Pants from Smog's 2001 record, and the track I want to play, Cold Discovery. The original version is from 2000's brilliantly named record, Dongs of Devotion, which is where you'll find another of Callahan's greatest songs, Dressed Sexy at My Funeral. The original version of Cold Discovery is good, but this John Peel session version is so much better. It does start slowly, but the instrumentation, especially the guitars, as well as Callahan's voice, build into this wonderful crescendo. So here's the dark wonder of Cold Discovery.
Oh, whoa, this I won't soon forget. You're the one that will remain. Bust a lock with a rod. You don't need a key to have me. This was your cold discovery. That you are
was Cold Discovery by Smog from the recently released 2001 John Peel session. Speaking of records that have just been released again, at least on Spotify, I want to play a couple of tracks from Craig Finn's Clear Heart, Full Eyes. This is Finn's debut solo album, released in 2012, and up until about a week ago, it was unavailable on Spotify. For those not in the know, Boston-born Craig Finn is the lead singer and songwriter in one of my favourite bands, The Hold Steady. The Hold Steady was formed by Finn and guitarist Ted Kubler from the ashes of their previous band, the Twin Cities hardcore group Lifter Puller. The Hold Steady have released 9 studio albums since their incredible 2004 debut, Almost Killed Me. Those albums are filled with Springsteen, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, and hardcore-inspired, proper rock and roll songs, with lyrical themes that all fit into one big universe, with recurring characters and locations. Pitchfork described Finn as a born storyteller who chose rock as his medium. So check out the back catalogue for several shows on the band. As good as The Hold Steady are, Finn desired a way to turn the volume down a bit and to increase the focus on the storytelling in his lyrics. And so, in 2012, he released Clear Heart, Full Eyes, and has since released another 4 solo albums. His second and third, Faith in the Future and We All Want the Same Things, are his best, essential listening for any Hold Steady fans. Our focus album, Clear Heart, Full Eyes, would be my third favourite Finn solo record, strongly bolstered by 3 standout tracks. The one I'm not playing today is called New Friend Jesus. Finn's religion plays a large part in his songwriting, and, as an atheist, I can respect how well he does it. But the first song I want to play is one that I find fascinating, Apollo Bay. It's written about time spent eating Vietnamese and drinking VBs among the 12 apostles in Apollo Bay, a small beach town and tourist destination south of Melbourne. However, the references to the religious 12 apostles and the introspective lyrics signify that they're a bit more noteworthy than that. Then there's that haunting lap steel guitar, which just ties it all together. Here's Apollo Bay.
My head was really hurting. I had to take her to Apollo Bay. My head was really hurting. I had to take her to Apollo Bay. All my downtime makes me restless. All my small talk makes me nervous. My head was really hurting. I had to take it to Apollo Bay. Vietnamese and 6 or 7 VBs. Vietnamese and 6 or 7 VBs. All my days stretch out before me. All my nights just get away from me. Vietnamese. 6 or 7 VBs. All 12 apostles can't be seen from the shore. All 12 apostles, they can't be seen from the shore. Some hide behind the others. There's always people taking pictures. All 12 apostles were convinced that they were walking with their Savior. Gonna drive around, gonna come down the coast by myself. Gonna drive around, gonna come down the coast by myself. All my days stretch out before me, and my nights just go to hell. Gonna drive around, gonna come down the coast by myself.
Sonic Youth, and that was Craig Finn with Apollo Bay. The final song I want to play from Clear Heart, Full Eyes is Jackson. While Finn can be quoted as saying he thinks this record takes place in a whole different world to that of the Hold Steady, this particular song reminds me a lot of that band, but admittedly with different characters. Hold Steady faithfuls will recognise some lyrical traits, such as the line, "She appeared to me in the back half of the theatre." Finn admits that's an Easter egg, in reference to the song Multitude of Casualties, from the Hold Steady Separation Sunday. So, to see us off this week, here is Craig Finn with Jackson.
We're holed up in a hotel room from August to November. It was Jackson, me and Stephanie, and the rest I don't remember. Stephanie appeared to me in the back half of the theater. We met up with Jackson on the Strand a few days later. Pulled our funds and made a run. We were foolproof when it counted. It was Jackson, me and Stephanie, and it didn't seem all that crowded. Now why you asking about Jackson? It's a long time ago, nothing really happened. Why you asking about Jackson? Jackson just got restless, couldn't take the lack of action. He was sort of like a shark, just had to keep on swimming. Sailors kept on coming off the boats down at the harbor. It was difficult to stop, it was easy to get started. Stephanie came on strong but suddenly went weak. She seemed a little speedy and her tongue worked out of tea. The sirens came behind us, it was a bit before we heard it. It was Jackson, me and Stephanie, and for a while it felt just perfect. Now why you asking about Jackson?
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.